Shalom Aleichem, BFFT613, we welcome you to take 10 fit Talmud. Nida daf dalid, Nida 4b, pagination is 8. We'll start about 10 lines down, middle of the line, A2 dots, and then the abbreviation, V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, Lo kedivrei zeh, not like Shammai and not like Hillel, but rather their own position, which is, if she checked, we'll just go back to the check, and that was still good, and only from then are we concerned that she became Nida after that. If she did not check, we only go back 24 hours. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh, not like them and not like them, or not like him and not like him, lo kedivrei Shammai, not like Shammai, shelo asa siyag ledvarov. He didn't make any fence to his words. He's like surgically permitting exactly until the discovery of the blood. V'lo kedivrei Hillel, and not like Hillel, shehifriz amidosav. He's going much too far. I mean, to be funny, you know, anybody can have the attitude that anybody to the right of me is radical, and anyone to the left of me is radical, or use the word liberal, whatever. But the Chachamim are expressing themselves. They have a position. Shammai is much too lenient. Hillel is much too stringent. Ella, me'es la'es me'ma'etas al'yad me'pekida le'pekida. 24-hour rule would limit and cause less concern than going all the way back to the last check, if indeed 24 hours is less. And likewise, a check would limit from the 24-hour rule, and you'd only have to consider it in doubt from the check if that indeed is less than the 24 hours. How does that work? If she checked on Sunday, and at that point she was clean, and she went Monday, Tuesday without checking, on Wednesday she checked and found that she's tamei. She found blood. Ain't omrim to tamei mipekida lepekida. We don't have to go back all the way to Sunday, according to the Chachamim. Ela meyes la'es, just 24 hours. Likewise, mipekida lepekida mezas yad meyes la'es. Let's explain the other case where the check might be the limiter of doubt. Ketzad, bat ka'atzma b'sha'a rishona. She checked herself the first hour. Umatzas tahora, and she was clean, tahor. V'yashva la shniyo shlishis, and then she went the second hour of the day and the third hour of the day. V'lo batka, she didn't check. V'lo revius batka, the fourth hour of the day she did check. Umatzas tameya, and she finds that she's tamei. In omrim, we won't say titame mi es la es. Give her a 24-hour rule. That's not true because she checked. Alam epkida lepkida. We only go back to the check. Let's skip to the first wide line. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, "My time, Mayu de Rabbanon." You want to know the explanation of the Rabbanon that they go 24-hour rule or the last check? So the 24-hour rule, Isha Margeshes Beatzma. It's because a woman has a sensation. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said, Imkente daya shaita. If you say the reasoning that she has sensation, then we should only require, like Shammai does, from here and forward, not more, because she would have had a sensation, she would have known about it. For Rabba, and our Gemara answers, Rabba lechidude la Abaya Yehudabai. Rabba really was saying the wrong reason. He was trying to see if Abaye was paying attention to sharpen Abaye. It was an educational exercise that Rabba was doing, but the Gemara says Abaye is right. That's not the explanation in the Rabbanon. Elamaita mayu de Rabbanon. What indeed is the explanation in the Rabbanon? Ki ha da'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's based on a teaching of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that Chachamim tiknu la'en levnos Yisrael, the sages made a legislation regarding the daughters of Israel, shiubot kos atzmon, that they should check shachris va'arvis, once in the morning, once in the evening, if they're working with Tyrus, because otherwise we could have a terrible mess. She discovers that she's a Nida, and she doesn't know when it happened. Shachris, her check during the morning, is lahachshir Tyrus shalayla, is going to permit anything that happened at night that she touched. Va'arvis, and the evening one, is lahachshir Tyrus shalyom, is going to permit the Tyrus of the daytime. And like this, the transition that occurs when she discovers that she's a Nida and doesn't know exactly when it happened is going to be limited. It's not going to be from Wednesday to Sunday like the example we just gave. It's going to be limited because she's doing checks. Okay. Vizu, and this woman, however, Lobotka, since she didn't check, Hifsida Ona, she loses a shift, a day or a night. Something gets added on in prohibition, so that to a certain extent, we hold daya shaita, margeshes ba'atzma. On a certain level, we hold that she is what she is. The chazaka doesn't change until she knows about it. But the chachamim made a legislation that she's supposed to be checking to limit the concerns and the sfeikos of the date back, and she didn't cooperate. Because if she did cooperate, she would have a pekida, a check, that would clarify, at least until that point. From that point, the Chachamim are apparently concerned, misafik, and they don't fundamentally hold Dayashaita. They don't hold fundamentally Isha Mageshas Ba'atzma to the point that you could run with it. They hold of some date back, some concern. So they impose these checks. And now that these checks are on the book, that's how we're going to Paskin the Shailas. If she didn't check, so we date back to the point that she should have checked, and Hifsida Ona, one more Ona, an Ona Yisera, an additional Ona. Being that an Ona, this is an important word we'll see later in Maseches Nida, the word Ona refers to a day or a night. In English, the expression might be an AM or a PM. It's not that simple. Ona is based on sunset and sunrise. It's a different system. Days and nights. But an ona would mean that she loses until the time that she should have done a check, and she loses one additional shift. But at that point, even if she did not do a check, we're not doing more. It's 24 hours. That's it. An ona plus another ona, and then we stop with our concern. Again, Shammai is here and now, just moving forward. Hillel says, go back to the last check. The Chachamim say, certainly go back to the last check. They impose checks. They're supposed to be checks, but we're not going back to the last check. On some level, it's limited. Either it'll be 24 hours, or if she was doing the checks, it would just go back until the last clean check that she did. Yeshayahu, thank you for joining.